Leadership is so important in the top tier that they even give you a score for it. Did you know that? They do. Now, each university uses a different index. Some universities use 1 to 9, some 1 to 10, some 1 to 12. Wesleyan University, for example, a top school, uses 1 to 9. Here is how the admissions officers at Wesleyan University scored the personal section of an applicant's portfolio. Now, of course, this is an applicant who had the necessary grades and scores to get in anyway, but as we know, that doesn't mean anything these days. A 9 out of 9 at Wesleyan University is someone, quote, sure to have significant impact in leadership on campus. They're telling you. A 7 out of 9 is someone who is likely to be a leader in some areas and a contributor in others. Unquote. Clearly, admissions at our top universities are telling us what they want. They want risk takers. They want leaders. And they know that there has to be a precedent for you to be a leader. You're not just going to jump onto campus never having taken risks or led anything. So they're looking to your high school career. Now, please understand, leadership can take the form of tremendous talent development in the arts, in coding. It could mean that you're a debate champ or a forensics champ. And in fact, I'm going to show you a very quick clip right now of one of my students who was a forensics champ in high school. She's now a sophomore at Stanford University studying astrophysics. And she got right on camera and told admissions why forensics was an important part of her life. And clearly, admissions was very happy when she uploaded this to her resumotive.
So extemporaneous speaking is a way for me to have a tangible goal for staying updated with current events. It's not just me surfing through the web on New York Times reading articles that I think are interesting anymore. I'm compiling them, I'm saving them in a rather large box that I can carry with me to competitions. I have a reason to stay updated, and it's a way for me to form my own opinions that are educated and actually, you know, well-informed. I got into forensics this year, actually, so my junior year of high school. I started in probably October, and I practiced like this. I actually ended up being state champion in extemporaneous, which was really great. It was an honor, and I had a really fun time.
So, we've spoken about leadership that can take the form of science research or intellectual pursuits or advocacy, but let's talk about leadership that can actually take the form of creating a business or a social organization. I'm going to throw some ideas out to you. Please feel free to use any of them and customize them to your talents and your interests. Any of these ideas would give you a major bump on your college application. Okay, you ready? Feel free to write down. How about creating an organization called whatcanitakeoffyourplate.org? This would be you and a group of friends who are social media savvy, digital media savvy, who create a service corps of digital media marketers who go around from small business to small business in your community and surrounding communities and ask the business owners, what can I take off your plate? Can I do the marketing, the Facebook marketing, the Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat for your business? You will become a very powerful organization in your community because most small business owners are working so hard in their business. They have no time to work on their business. That's where you come in. You can advertise for them by putting up photos, menus, sales, specials, anecdotes about the business owner. It's a great, great way to go. So if you want to try something like that, I give that to you. Okay, what else? You can create a for-profit business called At Your Service, organizing and cleaning up at children's parties. You can do one party a weekend, three parties a weekend. You could scale up and become a national business if you have friends in other states who want to create satellites of At Your Service. And of course, you get a cut of everything they do because you're the CEO. And this puts you in a very interesting position for admissions because you get to hire and manage employees. It doesn't matter that they're your friends, they're still employees. You get to write on your essays things about the obstacles that you ran into yet overcame. You become interesting because admissions here is a lot about students who want to build a business, but there aren't that many who actually do it. Think about that. Next, I'm going to read you a part of a personal statement from one of my students who actually did just this. She was a dancer turned dance school owner, so she created a business. Listen to her story. This is how she began her personal statement. Quote, 10 more minutes to play, Grandma said. 10 more minutes. What would I give for 10 more minutes now? To be that age with those legs. I'd dance. I'd move this useless body from room to room, spinning, turning. I'd tie these tattered, yearning slippers one last time and pretend I was annoyed by the callus on the side of my big toe. On April 3rd, 2013, the car came to a screeching halt, and so did my dance career. Unquote. Sorry, I'm a mush. Jenny lost the use of her legs that day, but she didn't lose her power. After she recovered from this tragic accident, she built a dance school in her basement, and those classes were packed. And then she started choreographing, and her choreography became so popular that it was picked up by dance schools and dance troupes throughout her state, and Jenny's business propelled her all the way to Harvard. She ended her personal statement, quote, now I think 4 more years. What could I do with 4 more years? I could follow my passion on stage step for step as I watch another dancer bring my choreography to life. I could learn the foundations of business as I expand my dance schools nationally. Unquote. Now there's your essay about overcoming obstacles. It's a tremendous inspiration. And in my heart of hearts, what I wish for you is to find the thing that inspires you and go and build it. Just go and build it. Don't think about what can go wrong. Do you understand? Just jump in and build. When we think about what can go wrong, we get paralyzed. Just try.